they're like not together right now because they don't, not everybody lives in Massachusetts, but they came together to play at Fuzztival in 2023, and it was so fucking sick to see them. And we also just listened to Landowner, who we discovered at the Fuzztival in 2023, same year. So we discovered a lot of cool local music at that festival, and it was really cool to just be there with some friends who were playing. So those are great tracks. We actually wanted to play some songs from Fuzztival in 2024 after this, because our friends Justin and Lisa, our best friends, who took us in 2023, also we went with them in 2024. So anyway,
can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, I just needed to ask. But so one thing I wanted to mention about Boston Cream specifically is that they, just some fun facts, they have this whole choreography section.
Oh my god, yeah, they were so cool.
And there's, you know, plenty of singing, like everybody basically sings in the band at, in different times. But I mean, there's a core of multiple singers and or dancers.
Yeah.
Just, and they have whole choreographies on every song.
Yeah, they're so cool.
And it's, speaking of that, I mean, I'm reading this book about Sun Ra Orchestra by Abdul Ahmed, which is one of the trumpet players that, you know, followed Sunny, as he called him. And they also used to have dancers, and also reminds me, this is just for circles, because it reminds me of the Golden Dawn Orchestra.
Oh, so sick.
At Austin.
At Austin Psych Fest.
Like, big staple band from Austin that is also...
They played like the pre-festival party the night before, and oh my god, it was just one of the coolest bands I've ever seen
live. They should
just
play every weekend. They should have like a residency somewhere where they play just every weekend.
Yeah, but I would love if that was here. It was so cool. The most mesmerizing dancers I've ever seen. So maybe we'll play one of their songs a little later. We were talking about Austin Psych Fest before. Just a reminder for people who are tuning in, you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. We are here every Saturday from 12 to 2 between Banana Split and ES Beats. Both great shows. So if you're tuning in, you should continue to.
Can I also say as an announcement to the staff, please don't lose these mini men and mini women. The ones in the candy machine.
Oh, yeah, they're really great.
They're amazing.
But there's no
and
staff just, here.
Justice
so.
For mini men and mini women.
And the goldfish. You
don't
have
lose
to be
them,
here.
Please. Yeah.
But there is no staff
but
at Radio Valencia.
Yours. You can get a little capsule with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, one last thing before we move on. Landowner, also fucking incredible discovery for me, and I can't thank enough the people from there. Also, I think they connect with my music feelings a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just like the best, like a punk band that plays with no distortion. Everything is fully clean, dry guitars and bass and drums. And I mean, the singer is crazy, but they
just
also
like so tall and like looming,
skinny.
Yeah,
it's super nice. But the fun fact is that they played this. They basically covered this EP by another band that I love called Sleep. That is like an extremely slow, like doomy record, like 1 hour song, and they played it. Sorry,
I was just gonna say, and the first time you came to San Francisco was to see Sleep, wasn't it?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it was, and they opened with that part of that 1 hour song, this band played it, actually recorded it I think 6.66 times faster.
Oh, right.
So, and they, it's all like also clean signal, like zero distortion, and it's just this super slow song, and they play it like 6.66 times faster.
That's so cool. it's just, also much shorter.
And I'm
then.
So sad that I couldn't go see them live when they played that, because I was, when I saw that, my mind was blown away.
That's really cool.
All right, anyway, so we got Idols next.
No, I think we were gonna play another couple of songs from the Fuzztival in Boston, but from the 2024 Fuzztival. So yeah. Those ones previously they had played it in 2023, but you had heard both Landover and Boston Cream.
Landowner
and Boston Cream. Now you're going to hear some
Balaclava,
which was pretty sick, and New England Patriots. And then we'll move away from Boston, as we did in March. So keep on listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. I'm DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento.
Enjoy Balaclava, followed by New England Patriots. We just experienced a brief technical difficulty, so let's keep the music going in just a moment. We listened to I can't remember exactly where Balaclava was from, but I think they're from Massachusetts. I mean, they definitely are, I guess, if they played at the festival. Really, really cool. They were all wearing balaclavas, and they were just so fucking crazy. And we enjoyed that immensely. As we deal with these brief technical difficulties, I guess I'm going to talk. I guess we're talking a bit about homesickness today, and we have been listening to songs, like I said, from Boston. We're going to listen to some songs also a little bit later that remind us of times that we have spent in Italy, not necessarily Italian bands, although maybe we can play some Italian bands, but some times in Italy that were really fucking cool. So anyway, we're listening to The Monks by New England Patriots. We can't remember what song this was from their set. It was from 9 years ago. Yeah, but if they played it or not when we saw them.
So we're
unboxing live as well with this one. But enjoy, and then we'll be back. Okay, wrapping up our Boston area segment, that was New England Patriots with the Monk, or the Monks. And
Monks.
The Monks, plural. They were so sick to see live as well. They were just, like, really crazy. I think they're from Worcester. But I'm not going to really shout out to Worcester.
Also a very, very interesting singer guy.
Yeah, very interesting. Kind of the opposite of the one from Landowner.
That's true.
But
like aesthetically opposite.
Yeah. And yes, very aesthetically opposite. But yeah, so that wraps up our Boston segment. We were talking a little bit about Italy, and these songs are not by Italian bands, but I just am remembering two summers ago when we were there for a nice, like, three-week vacation, and we went to the beach 17 consecutive days. We were on our way to the beach in Marugio. Shout out to Mimo and Alessandro.
By the way, Mimo, shout out to you. He's having a little procedure on his belly.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to be fine.
Okay, well, great. Shout out to Mimo.
Shout out to Mimo. I just was
that,
talking
that
to
that private
him.
Medical information.
Whatever.
But, yeah, so we were on our way to the beach in Marugio. If you haven't been, you should absolutely go. It's the most beautiful place.
You can only go with Mimo, though.
Yes, that's true.
Because otherwise you wouldn't know where to go.
You wouldn't know where to
Marugio
go.
Marugio is so tiny. It's like a fraction of probably Taranto or Martina Franco.
It was beautiful. I think the tininess really, really, you know, was one of the reasons it was so beautiful. But anyway, we were just like in the car on the way there, and we played this song by Idols, and it's one of my favorite songs by Idols, and I just was like screaming it, and you were laughing so hard, and it was just really nice.
And then after that, we have Deets, which is this band there. I think they're kind of like their sister bands with Idols. Or
well,
they should be.
I think Deets opened for Idols. So at some point.
Did?
Yeah, at some point.
So.
But we discovered them in Italy at another little festival that some of DJ Lento's friends played at. And
It's Resilienza. No, Resilienza is the arch.
I can't remember what it was called.
Anyway, I'll ask it down.
Yeah, but they were super sick. They reminded us of Idols, and then I found out that they opened for Idols at some point. I think we played both of these bands last week. If it was last week that we did our sort of like
probably
punk and punk adjacent show. But yeah, this song is called Crawl by Idols, and it is off their album Crawler. It's just one of the fucking craziest songs, and I love it. And then we're playing Deets with four, as in the number. And then we'll be back. We were talking a little bit earlier about Austin Psych Fest, and we have a we have an artist who's playing this year at Austin Psych Fest, and then we're gonna play take it from there with another band that's playing this weekend here.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a bit more about these events because there's a lot of cool events coming up. We'll probably shout out to more than once.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. We'll be right back.
celebrate for a function house day, another day. Could it work and pay? Maybe I'll bring it around. Could it work and pay? Aerial black, bold italic. The features wrinkle, twist and show themselves. Our point of focus is a temporary start for the ideal scrutiny. A perfect mistake.
To the side of the glass, champagne flutes were never made to last.
All caught up in nasty preparation. We get caught out just reading to ourselves. And I've been chasing rain all day. And I've been running round all day. Could it work and pick? Maybe I'll bring around. Could it work and pick? Could it work and pick? Maybe I'll bring around. Could it work and pick? Could it work and pick? Maybe I'll bring around. Could it work the pig? Maybe I'll bring it around. Could it work the pig?
So cool, Dits. We've talked about them before, including last week when we did our little punk adjacent show, like I said. But we are, we saw them in Italy last summer, not this past one, the one before, play at a cool festival. We still forgot to find the name of. But yeah, best performer, one of the best performers I've ever seen. Although we did talk about, you know, Golden Dawn Orchestra earlier and Boston Cream. So before we go into that, like, little Austin Psych Fest, go back into that Austin Psych Fest vibe, we wanted to talk a little bit about some events that are coming up on Radio Valencia, hosted by Radio Valencia. The band that we're going to play next, their show, I discovered, is not actually hosted by Radio Valencia, but it was sort of promoted, I guess. And but there are a few events that are coming up, and DJ Lento is DJing at some of them, as Ritmo Lento. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And you can also check out the events page on RadioValencia.fm, which DJ Lento has been part of the crew that's been editing, taking the lead on that, in fact, changing the site. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming events.
Yeah, so first of all, as DJ Lesta was saying, if you go to www.radiovalencia.fm/upcoming-events, you can see the upcoming events. Actually, if you just go to
Radiovalencia.fm,
you can see it on the side bar. There's a new thing. There's two new things, actually. One is the chat that you can actually use to send text messages over the internet to people.
Very cool.
Other people that are
reminds
on the website.
Me of,
and only on that website.
Reminds me of the early internet chat rooms.
Exactly. That's literally that's what I modeled it after, because it's extremely simple. And you can use just whatever username. Just please don't use it for spam.
Don't be gross about it also.
And I'll put some eventually when I get a hold of this thing, of the new server and stuff, I'll put some spam filters. But the other thing is the events section, and it's just under there, and you see the upcoming 3 events. We actually have in total 4 upcoming events. One is just the same day. So first of all, we have February 5th, where I'm going to be spinning too. DJ Lento, you're one and only.
DJ Ritmo Lento in that context.
With a bunch of other people, Case and the Archivist, and some other people from Radio Valencia will be there. That is an actual event, like hosted by the radio, and it's basically free, but it's for a fundraiser as well. So please donate to this event. And it's called the SantaCon After Party.
We need to be very clear about that. It's an after party for a documentary called SantaCon, not for the event SantaCon. And the documentary is about how good ideas can lead to disastrous endings. Which
the nightmare
is,
before Christmas.
Exactly. and so that's going to be a really cool documentary. But, we watched the trailer for it. Looks great.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of music, a lot of like dancey stuff. So we'll play records almost all night. And
that's going to be at Kilowatt.
And that's also is going to be... oh yeah, that's right. That's a Kilowatt. Because the next day then, February 6th, we are back to Emmy Spaghetti. Again, me and the Archivist will treat you with some cool music as last time. We're just going to be there chilling and playing some records and eat some spaghetti. So.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Emmy Spaghetti Shack, it is a pretty cool spot that's
joint.
Like a basically a dive bar that serves spaghetti all night. So and other pastas.
It's a late night dive spaghetti bar.
Yeah, it's not that late, but but
well, for San Francisco.
Yeah. But yeah, so those two events are going to be really cool. And then what else we got?
And then next month we have February 28th, a double event on the same day, which is actually very important. That should you should really put a pin in your calendar a month from today, basically. Flipper and Friends, a celebration of 50 years of punk in San Francisco.
That's going to be so cool.
And I'm so excited to go to this event. So it's going to be first at the Mabway Garden in San Francisco. That's like an afternoon event, 2 to 6. And then there's a music event on Broadway, 435 Broadway. In San Francisco, and there's going to be some bands that are famous, like local cool bands. You can go to the website, see it's a lot of cool things, and a lot of cool bands are going to play. And you know, again, this all supports your local radio, which is fully self-loved.
Yeah, fully autonomous.
Fully autonomous and really community-oriented, and we want to connect with the community.
So. Very much so.
Anyway, check this out. Go to radiovalencia.fm. You see this events page. You just see on the top. You see events. You'll see that. And yeah.
And then this event that that Radio Valencia has sort of promoted is tomorrow.
As also just, you know, a fan and big into psych doom stuff, as I mentioned before. Tomorrow, there is The Well playing in San Francisco, which is also an Austin band. We told this before in this show. And so, yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. It's just a trio from Austin that play some kick-ass doom-oriented music.
Psych doom.
Very... excited about this. I didn't know them actually, but they wouldn't be surprised if they played at Austin Psych Fest, because that's kind of the vibe over there. And so very excited. We're gonna listen to what's the name? I lost it.
we're going to listen to a track by The Well. We just decided to listen to their best known track because we don't know them. But we've got a little gift for you as we approach that track. Just a little gift, you know. If you know, you know. And then we'll have Mortal Bones by The Well, and then our plan is to actually kick back into a little bit of the Austin Psych Fest that we went to a couple of years ago, 2023, and then, 2024, and then some music that's going to be at Austin Psych Fest this year, 2026, and then of course we'll have to play the Black Angels if we're playing Austin music. What else are we supposed to do?
But yeah,
we are
big fan of the Austin music scene, especially in the psychedelic department, mm-hmm. because they have some pretty sick psychedelic rock bands that they get it there. I don't know, maybe it's the desert, maybe it's the heat. But yeah, I love that stuff. So.
Yeah, and of course we're also, like we said, gonna include a song by the Golden Dawn Orchestra.
Yeah.
Because they're, like we said, one of the best probably performance I've ever seen of anything in my life. So stay tuned.
And also this The Well show is gonna be at Bottom of the Hill. That it's probably likely closing this year after a honorable career. They are super famous spot here in San Francisco.
You said like, honorable, but it sounded like horrible. So I just wanted to I just wanted to clarify for the audience that you said honorable.
Honorable, yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what I said, but. Please support your local scene and local bars, and you know, like, we just wanna keep having great shows, having great times, and these people are the enablers.
So this is The Water
and this is The Well,
and then we've got The Well up after that.
This is The Water and this is The Well. Drink full and descend. The horse is the white of the eyes and dark within. This is the water and this is the well. Drink full and descend. The horse is the white of the eyes and dark within.
Egyptians built an incredible complex of temples that were in reality astronomical observatories. The temple of Amun-Ra, the sun god and creator, is aligned so that its axis points directly to the sun.
so sick. Let's definitely go to that show tomorrow.
Yeah,
shout out to The Well.
Yeah, our Austin friends.
Yeah. We're going to dive right back into Austin music, though, because we've got the Black Angels up next, as always. As always, basically.
I think we played, it's probably our most played band.
It's also the band that we have the most records from. Because actually, when we saw them twice in a row in San Francisco a couple months ago, we probably spent more money than anybody else at the merch table.
I mean, we probably spent the most at that when we bought that $60 records.
That's true.
Where was that?
It was at Austin Psych Fest. It was signed. Was it signed? No, we got a signed one at their show.
No, it was like a special dual color edition.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm happy to
support Passover. Them,
you know. They had an EP that it was pretty hard to find for me that could not get.
Phosphine Nightmares.
Yeah, and then they had this, Wilderness of Mirrors, which we're gonna listen now.
I was so happy to get this record because I just love this record so much.
And then we got another one, I think.
We did, we got Phosphine Dreams.
Phosphine Dreams, yeah. Which, wow. What a band.
What a band. Just the fucking best.
Honestly, yeah. They're probably among the best modern like psychedelic rock bands.
I mean, they probably are.
Yeah,
the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's
they're my favorite.
Yeah.
So
they're great and live. They are incredible. So yeah, we should definitely go to Austin Psych Fest if we can.
I know. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Well, we're gonna jump into Black Angels, Wilderness of Mirrors from Wilderness of Mirrors. You're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm, and this is DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento.
Thank you.
Ty Segall. With Ghost, which one of my favorite songs of his.
Yeah, it's like a cool, heavy Ty Segall song.
Yeah, but it's also like kind of hopeful. But it has a nasty sound, as he will call it. Nasty sound. Anyway, next up, we got the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, because they are headlining Friday of Austin Psych Fest.
Okay.
So that's going to be pretty sick. And so we played Black Angels before that, who are headlining Saturday. It is their festival. They're headlining Saturday. Flaming Lips, who are headlining on Friday. And then we've got another really cool Austin band.
Which one?
Golden Dawn Orchestra, that we spoke about already. And we're going to close out today with the final band that is headlining this year at Austin Psych Fest, which maybe now we really do have to go to. And that is The Sacred Souls. So, yeah, let's jump into it, and then we'll be back to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in.
One, two, one.
C'est qui à l'appareil? Tu peux me rappeler?
Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô,
bon.
Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô, bon. Allô, allô, walking down the street, while the world is empty. People keep talking, the world is spinning.
That song live, Allo Allo Boom by Golden Dawn Orchestra.
Allo Allo Boom.
Woo! Oh my gosh, this has been a fun show. We've been talking about a lot of live shows. We've gone back and forth between different festivals that we've been to. But yeah, we had all of the headliners of this year's Austin Psych Fest. We had Flaming Lips. We had
Ty Segall.
Well, Ty Segall's not headlining, but we had Flaming Lips, and before that we had Black Angels. In between we had Ty Segall. Now we had Golden Dawn Orchestra, who are not playing as far as we know, but they did a little surprise show the night before when we were there last time. And now we have The Sacred Souls. One last song before we sign off with our theme song. And we will be back to say goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be right back.